Welcome back to Red, White, and Blues. My name is Johnny Cox, and in the studio today is Mr. Mike Caswell. Mike, we're going to dig in some John Lee Hooker.
Yes, sir.
Now that's getting a little. I wouldn't say dirty, but
wasn't as clean cut as BB was.
No, definitely not. And you know, I'll tell you something about John Lee. You know, everybody. You know, we talked about it so many times up the Mississippi River to Memphis and St. Louis and Chicago. He went to Detroit.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a different route.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we do the 1-4-5. You talk about the blues shuffle, you know, the 12 bars. He didn't like to be corralled by that.
No. It's confining for him.
And he talked through a lot of his stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, John Lee Hooker, he died in the early 2000s. But just what a – he also came from the Delta. And I think he went to Cincinnati. And then when he was in Detroit, he worked at GM and Ford. You think about this, Mike. When people left the Delta back then, you know, we all had to leave. We had to get out of here. You know, we had to go to Memphis. We had to go to Chicago. Those guys left with nothing.
Yeah.
I mean, no money.
Mm.
A guitar. Lucky if you had a case.
Yeah.
You know, probably jumped on a train somewhere. Was the thrill of Memphis and Chicago that good? Was the Delta that bad? Or was it both? I mean, you think about it. I mean, think about me and you. Okay. Just say, okay, Mike, I ain't got a car, but I can get a ride to I don't know, Nashville. You get $150 and I got $200. Let's go.
Yeah, sounds good.
Yeah. I mean, I just couldn't believe it. But anyway, let's get right back into some blues here with John Lee Hooker. Boom, 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 boom.
Red down, red all for your feet. Take you home with me, put you in my house. Boom, 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 boom. Ow, 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 ow. I love to see you strut up and down the floor. When you're talking to me, that baby talk, I like it like that. Oh, yeah. Talk that talk. Walk that walk. You love me. I love that talk. When you talk like that, you knock me out right off of my feet. Whoa, 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 whoa. Whoa, talk.
Thank you. Chicago.
That was Sweet Home Chicago from Magic Sam. Magic Sam was a great blues musician. He, like many, he went from the Delta to Memphis to Chicago. It's a shame he died today. He's 32. But you know, Mike, you think about Chicago blues recordings, the go-to is Chess Records.
Of course. There were others, though.
Yeah, but you think about Chess. That was...
Chess was...
Muddy Waters.
That was...
Little Walter, Howlin' Wolf, and then... But then a lot of guys started going up there, and there was only so much room.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you think about it, even Albert King, you know, didn't hit it in Chicago.
No.
Freddie King was denied multiple times by Leonard Chess. Like, no, I don't really like what you got going. Well, he's in the Hall of Fame, in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. He's number 22 on the greatest guitar players of all time.
Yeah.
So I guess he missed on that one. But, you know, there was Cobra Records, Del Mar Records, Paramount, RCA, Columbia, you know, Alligator came later. And I think, I don't know if Alligator's still around or not. That kind of got the guys going in the 80s and 90s. It kept it alive. But what Chess Records did is it gave these guys an international audience.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what really made the difference, in my opinion anyway. But, you know, we were talking about Freddie King a while ago, the Texas Cannonball. He went to Chicago. But he came out of Texas. It seems like everybody's either from the Delta or East Texas.
Yeah.
You know, there's a pattern here for sure.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, there was a drummer. I used to go to the blues club, you know, down here in Charleston. And there was a drummer named Greg. I forget his last name.
Lefkus.
Lefkus, there you go. And I think he asked me one time, I said, can you give me a shuffle? And he said, what kind of shuffle do you want? And I said, he goes, you want a Delta shuffle? You want a Memphis shuffle? You want a New Orleans shuffle? Or you want a Chicago shuffle? I said, all right then, I thought I knew something. But I guess I didn't. But, you know, speaking of good old Texas blues, let's get right back into it with Mr. Freddie King, the Texas Cannonball.
How long you go? I don't care how long you stay.
was John Mayall and the Blues Breakers and the Stumble. You know, John Mayall and the Blues Breakers, they're one that really, they did a lot for the British blues scene.
They really did. And you don't hear about them as much as you used to.
No, you don't. They went from the mid-60s to the 70s, and they had a couple of reincarnations of it. But once steady was John Mayall. But the rotating musicians in and out of that band is almost like a who's who of British guitar players. You think about it. You know, the most famous was Eric Clapton. Mm-hmm. People say Eric Clapton did his best work with John Mayall and the Blues Breakers. You know, you got John McVie of Fleetwood Mac.
Peter Green
of Fleetwood Mac. Mick Fleetwood. Mm-hmm. How about Mick Taylor from the Rolling Stones?
Really?
Jack Bruce from Cream.
I did not know Jack Bruce played
with him. Well, you know, they rotated a lot. You know, he might have did one song on an album for all we know.
You know, fair enough.
And Walter Trout, who still plays today, who's an incredible guitar player. I guess if you were anybody, either you played for the Yardbirds or you played for John Mayall and the Blues Breakers, or maybe the Animals. And they just did a tremendous amount for the blues scene. Well, that's about it for this episode of Red, White, and Blues. Can't thank you enough for listening. I'd like to thank Mike for having, visit us in the studio. If you have anything you want to comment on, disagree with, a request, WVFradio.com, log on and drop us a line. This is Johnny Cox. This is Red, White, and Blues, WVFF Radio 97.7. See you next week.